Oh, Mr. Colson.
Yes, sir, yeah. President. I thought you'd, no, I got the call through to Rooney.
Okay.
He came in and he said, I was in a quadriad meeting when he called back, and he said that he was so delighted. And he said, I just want you to know how much help your people were down there. He says, I'll be always grateful for that.
Well, that's marvelous.
So I don't
know. We'll try to help him. We got a couple of housing projects through.
I don't know whether he's, will remember, but at least he's been told.
Well, you know what he told me? He said that he would not vote for McGovern. Now, I don't know whether that means he can, it sure as all means he can talk privately.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, of course, I suppose all these fellows, though, Chuck, may have to swallow that, because I think one of the reasons that both Humphrey and Muskie are basically, I think, rather tender on him, as I just saw Rockefeller a few minutes ago, as it compared with the way Rockefeller just chopped the hell out of Water, is that they both feel that they, in the end, have to support him, and they don't want to say too much, whereas Rockefeller never intended to support Goldwater.
I think Humphrey feels that way, Mr. President. I think that you're going to find that a fellow like Rooney will sit on his hands. You're going to find that Jim Delaney up there.
Yeah, of course, a lot of these, though, the shifts are taking place, like Stein was saying, that he's already backed off of the deduction for interest. He's, he didn't mean that in his tax reform, and he's pulled off the welfare rights thing, and he says, I never did advocate $1,000. So you see, these guys are all will find ways to get back on.
We must never forget what you said at the cabinet meeting last week, and that is, don't ever let him back off.
That's
you just
right.
Keep talking about what he said last year.
That's right.
Sure. I mean, I've seen none of that sexual mores changing, and I approve of it in the country. That's going to be all through the Catholic Church before Election Day.
Okay.
He can denounce it, but it won't make a particle difference. I just talked to one of Humphrey's financial backers.
Oh, did you?
Well, I haven't heard from in a dog's age. And he called me up. As a matter of fact, he's a very decent guy. He called me up, and he said he'd been reading this press about me, and he said, don't pay any attention to it.
Good.
He's an ex-White House aide and an old friend from Boston.
Uh-huh.
And he gave $50,000. He's listed in the reports as having given $50,000 to Humphrey. I said, Dick, what's going on? And he said, well, my man has had it. He said, he's all washed up.
Mm.
And I said, well, I'm sorry to hear it. I said, and I did this deliberately. I said, privately around here, we would rather see Humphrey the nominee, not because he'd be less formidable, because
he'd be more
formidable, but he'd be a better president if he ever should win. And Dick said, well, I'll tell you, he said, this McGovern is the most dangerous son of a bitch who's ever been down the pike. And he said, an awful lot of Humphrey people, and include me as one, are not going to support him. I'm not so sure that some of this isn't, this is an old-line Boston Irish bull, Dick McGuire, who was big in the Kennedy administration, and a friend of Hubert's. And he just said, well, count me as one. He said, we will not. This guy's dangerous. And Lovestone called me today and said that Meany had a meeting last night, that he has not decided whether he will see McGovern or not. He may not. He said he was, in his comments, was personally vicious towards McGovern before a whole group of labor leaders. And turned to Jay at one point during the evening and said, you tell your friends over in the White House that, he said, you give them categorical assurances that I'm going to oppose any endorsement of McGovern by the AFL-CIO. I don't know, it's bitter, Mr. President.
Well, let them hang on. Hang tight.